With increasing frequency since July's election, masses of protesters have publicly voiced dissent in Cambodia. Garment workers demand a doubling of the minimum wage. The opposition says the government rigged the last election. In each case, demonstrators are notably uncowed by state security forces. Sam Rainsy is chief of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party.
We see that people now, they are no longer afraid of what, but they kill people. The few days are still some fear, but they cannot kill everybody, everywhere, all the time.
Rights advocate Uwe Rack says the dramatic change is partly due to age. Cambodia's once war-weary public has been replaced by a younger generation more eager to assert and defend its rights.
Well, for one, it's just demographic shift. We have the post-Khmer Rouge generation. These are people who were born in the 1980s, who hasn't lived much through the communist days. And many of these young people are more willing to challenge the authority, willing to speak their mind. And young people are more ambitious.
Amid the demographic changes, many of the country's political players are older and criticized for being out of touch. Uwe Rack says that this has led to a leadership gap for the government as well as the opposition.
The two parties bring back all of the politics to things that they know and they therefore they're comfortable with. But when they're looking at politics of the future, they're not comfortable with. And they're not going to be happy in actually looking forward. They're always happy to look for backward.
For the most part, the government had shown unusual restraint in dealing with the varied protests. That changed earlier this month when a mixture of garment strikes and opposition protests brought a heavy-handed reaction.
This government has been in power, particularly Hun Sen, has been in power for decades. He knows how to fight wars, he knows how to be in armed battles, but he doesn't. They're not ready to deal with peaceful movements. And the sad reality of that and of that part is that they only respond the way they know how, and that is make turn it back into a war zone.
For now, with the ban on protests, the capital city is quiet. But the opposition is regrouping in the provinces and says it's planning to hold rallies here once again. Rick Valenzuela for VOA News, Phnom Penh.